Having all these different, I don't know what to call them now, but anyway, you know, I mean, I don't think Troy State does. I think you have to go to Fogman to get away from Troy. But Faulkner has a outpost, I'll call it, in Foley, where you can go, instead of coming to Bay Minette, you can go there to some center in Foley and do your work just the same as if you came to Bay Minette.
Yeah, I know what you mean about...
And he was really... fussing about that. I guess he thinks it keeps people from coming to South Alabama.
That's right. Same thing was happening in Columbus, Georgia. Troy State had a little branch over there. I forget. It was on a campus like the situation is here that you were talking about. But it was the president of Columbus College who was giving Troy State down in the country for the same reason.
Well, it makes it mighty nice though for a lot of people. They get to go to college where they would not otherwise.
I think what really concerned the man at Columbus College was that Troy State, for some reason, was not charging out-of-state tuition. That was competition.
Yeah, really was.
But that's sometimes kind of a joke around campus. Troy State seems to have a reputation for opening a branch anywhere. They say, you know, you see a little outhouse alongside the road, they run up the flag there and open a branch. But, did you know they have branches in Europe now?
Oh, really?
They sure do. They have them on military bases all over Europe. Troy State, Europe branch.
Well, that is something, really.
But when I worked down in Fort Rucker during the summers going through college, and it really surprised me to find out that University of Southern California has a branch there. Can you believe that?
Well, for heaven's sake, did they get lost or something?
Well, you know, Fort Rucker's the Army Aviation Center, and Southern Cal offers a master's degree in aviation management.
Well, so I guess that would be pretty good excuse for it.
By the University of Southern.
Well, I knew this girl that finished. I've forgotten why she finished college. She might have gone to Troy. I believe she did. And then she's teaching in Bay Minette now.
That's
and
right.
She's working on her master's. And she goes down to Faulkner and takes a course down there from Troy, see?
Yes, ma'am.
Get her master's. Which makes it a lot simpler, then she won't have to go and be a resident somewhere except just for a short while. Well, a year, I guess, a summer. I don't know which it takes now to get one, but it really helps out a lot in those ways.
Sure. Yes, ma'am. Let's see, we were talking about meat and butchers. Say if you had kept some meat for too long, you'd say the meat's
spoiled.
Or what about butter that's the same way, that it tastes bad?
Well, that butter would get rancid.
Rancid.
And I guess meat would too.
Okay. But you wouldn't say butter is spoiled?